Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Johnny Rabbit. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. What a day. It's nice to be here with the whole gang. My gosh, I should have worn my cap. You look like you have your Camel X caps on. What is on that cap? Is that...
That's Stan the Man Musial.
That's Stan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's very St. Louis. It's, you know,
of course.
It's perfect for
what
Camel
about
X.
Scott Jago? What's on his...
Probably something about the Buffalo Bills, which is not very St. Louis.
All right.
But that's okay. Right. We'll forgive him this time.
We're going to hear a little music now from Vince Guaraldi Trio. That's the Thanksgiving theme, Vince Guaraldi Trio. This was a theme in the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving movie. So welcome to our KMOX Thanksgiving special. I am Johnny Rabbit, your holiday host. Before 1960, that seems like a long time ago, when Robert Hyland took what most thought was a big risk of starting the KMOX At Your Service talk radio format, music was a top station attraction here. Countless live and recorded shows, such as one that came to mind in 1947, that started that year when Curt Ray used the 1946 Peggy Lee song, It's a Good Day, as the theme song for his daily Clock Watcher DJ show. The uplifting lyrics of that song resonate right now to this Thanksgiving Day. In part, they are, it's a good day for singing a song. It's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. I hope that's the case with you today. On this good day, we'll pay homage to Thanksgiving and the KMOX century, as we'll have several guests, to which many will be familiar names and voices. Well, we're going to start with Rick Wallace. Rick, who, among many other assignments, did the news on my Saturday night Route 66 oldie show for quite a few years. And he's still heard on some commercials here on KMOX. So, Rick Wallace, thank you for being with us on this day of thankfulness. And it'll be fun having you play the role, incidentally, of Ed McMahon next Tuesday, December 2nd at 10:30 in the Missouri History Museum's Lee Auditorium for our a History of St. Louis radio presentation. More about that later. Rick Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Rabbit. Good morning to the KMOX listeners, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. You know, Johnny, I was thinking about something I could say about Thanksgiving, and then, you know, you were talking about music there, and there's a song, the title is Give Thanks, and so I thought, you know, because if I started talking about everything I'm thankful for and people, it would take forever, but if I could just read a couple of lines from this song, Give Thanks.
Sure.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. So that's what I'm most thankful for. But a lot of things, like I say, I'm thankful for our friendship, Johnny. And I'm thankful for KMOX.
Absolutely. Same here. Of course. So what are you going to do today?
Well, you know, what I would like to do, Johnny, is just kind of talk a little bit about my relationship, if you will, with KMOX, because it's been a lifelong thing. And like so many people in St. Louis, I can say that I grew up listening to KMOX. I really did. It was always on in the house, in the car. My very first memory, I would say, of KMOX would be when I would listen to Rex Davis and Bob Hardy in the mornings, listening for the school closings.
Sure. Of course. Everybody did. Hopefully yeah, your school would be on that list.
We'd have a big snowstorm, and I'd be on there listening, waiting for them to say the Ferguson-Florissant School District closed. And you know what? I mean, it happened just a couple of times. We never got off the school. I don't know why that was. I didn't think it was fair, but nobody asked me, I guess.
And I guess not.
But, you know, the big thing, Johnny, was Cardinal baseball with me when I was a kid. And, of course, that meant listening to the KMOX broadcast of it. My fondest memory is sitting on my grandma's back porch, the family on the back porch, my grandma's house in Belnor, summer night, crickets are making noise, and we're listening to Harry Carey and Jack Buck. That's a great memory I have of Cardinal baseball. And, of course, Harry Carey and Jack Buck, I mean, was there ever a better broadcast team than those two guys?
I don't think so. I think you got it right.
Yeah. And I was, you know, I had a lot of respect for Harry Carey's talent. He was a great broadcaster, but Jack Buck was always my guy. He was just, to me, he was the best, and still I think he's the best ever. Not just baseball, but football, anything he did. You know, I remember, Johnny, sometimes when the Jack Carney show, when Jack Carney would go on vacation, Jack Buck would fill in for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he nailed it. I mean, it was just perfect. When he was on Sports Open Line, that was something special, totally different than any time when somebody else was hosting Sports Open Line. So, but you know, it was all about sports.
Well, you know, there's a really strong connection to KMOX and the new movie, current movie that's out called Soul on Fire. It's based on St. Louis and John O'Leary's story of being at death's door to being terribly burned, and how Jack Buck played a very big role in real life in saving John's life. Now, you've not seen the movie yet?
No, I have not.
But your wife Debbie has?
Yeah, she saw it. She said it was a great movie. And that's kind of, you know, what I was talking about with Jack Buck is, you know, he was just a great broadcaster, but he was just an outstanding man, outstanding person as well. So anyway, you know, it was all about sports for me. Sure. And my best friend, Phil. We played all of the games, but we, of course, listened to all of the games. And that meant listening to KMOX, not just the Cardinals, the football Cardinals. I remember the first play-by-play guy they had was Ray Geraci, first one I remember. But, of course, Bill Wilkerson for many years did the Cardinal football Cardinal games. And Bill was a staple on KMOX with the morning show many, many years with Bob Hardy and Wendy Weiss. And remember, Johnny, Wendy was very young when she, you know, became a part of that morning show.
Yeah, I think like 24 years old.
Yeah. And I read a quote from her talking about her joining the morning show. She said it was like Malibu Barbie taking over for Walter Cronkite because she took over for Rex Davis, you know, legendary Rex Davis. So, yeah, that was funny.
When did you decide to get into radio? Was that listening to Jack Buck and Harry Carey or before that?
No, you know, I mentioned my best friend, Phil. Him and I pretended we were on the radio. We had little radio shows that we did. I've always been a radio guy. I just found it fascinating, and I just was so fortunate that I was able to take, you know, something that I really loved and end up making a career out of it. But so much of it was KMOX. And, you know, like I say, it was the sports, you know, the football, baseball, Cardinals, the Blues. Of course, the legendary Dan Kelly was the play-by-play guy on KMOX. And he did a lot of things. He did some Cardinal baseball and some Big Red football, Mizzou football, on KMOX. He was, of course, one of the all-time great hockey announcers, but he was much more than that. And, Johnny, who could forget the Spirits of St. Louis?
Of course. Who could forget? A lot of people don't. What the heck are the Spirits? Ghosts?
Yeah. A lot of people could forget them. They were only here 3 years, I think 74 through 76. They were a basketball team in the ABA League, and their announcer on KMOX was Bob Costas, his very first really radio job of any import. And so we all got to see, because he was on the Carney show a lot.
He was.
And so all of us St. Louisans, we got to see firsthand this young talent of Bob Costas, who, of course, blossomed out to be one of the all-time great broadcasters. The Jack Carney show, that was something that I try to listen to as much as I can. It was so funny with Carney on there and Miss Blue.
Oh, yeah, Marion Blue. What a gal.
Yeah. All is well. But, yeah, it was just a clever show. Other names that I remember, Johnny, the man who walks and talks at midnight, John McCormick. Always like to listen to Mr. Trivia, Dave Strauss.
Oh, sure. It's Sunday night.
Sunday nights, yeah. Sometimes Jeopardy's Art Fleming co-hosted with him. I was always listening to Sports Open Line, mostly hosted by your old neighbor, I believe, Bob Burns.
Yeah, he was the first guy to be on Sports Open Line. Hey, Bob Burns was also the sports editor for the St. Louis Globe Democrat and wrote a column called The Bench Warmer. Well, wait a minute. Speaking of warmer, do I smell turkey?
You might.
You're fixing a turkey?
Yeah, it might be that, or it might be this new aftershave I'm trying. I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, Rick Wallace of KMOX News. And how many years, or when did you start here?
Well, in 2013, I started. You know, and back in 1978, I enrolled at the Broadcast Center here in St. Louis, radio and TV school. And I set as my goal at that time to one day work at KMOX.
You did.
Well, that one day, I did the math, Johnny, and that one day turned out to be about 12,000 days.
Oh, that's great. Well, Rick, we're going to see you next Tuesday at the History Museum.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you know, you said I was going to be like the Ed McMahon.
Yeah,
I already
right.
know how I'm. I already know how I'm going to introduce you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but I don't want to hear about it. Don't give it away.
Okay, all right.
I can only imagine what it would be. All right, thank you. Thank you for talking to all of us and listening to KMOX today. We appreciate it. We appreciate all that you did for KMOX. We appreciate it a lot. Thank you, Rick Wallace.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you much.
Coming your way on the KMOX Thanksgiving special will be the newly retired star of the small screen who's busily organizing his bow tie collection. I wonder who that might be. Well, whoever it is, we'll catch up with him next on KMOX. Well, for many people, being on the air like we are right now, 20 minutes after 8 on a Thanksgiving morning, well, that time is maybe kind of early, but that is not the case for our next KMOX Thanksgiving guest from TV, John Pertzborn, recently retired from being co-anchor of KTVI Fox 2 News from 4 to 7 a.m. Now, that's early. And even though it's not Tuesday, he is wearing, as I can see, a very tasteful, or is that tasteless? I'm not sure. Bow tie decorated with images of yummy baked turkey legs. Welcome, John Pertzborn, and good morning to you.
What an introduction. Good morning, Johnny Rabbit.
Thank you. Nice to see you wearing the tie. That's terrific.
How many? I did it for you and for everybody else watching.
How many of those ties do you have?
At last count, the number is diminishing because I'm giving them away.
Oh, wow.
I had at one time about 300.
And if people don't know what the heck we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Every Tuesday, I would wear a bow tie when I was co-anchoring on Fox 2 News in the morning. And it started back in about 2008 or 9 as a dare. And I said, well, I'll put one on. And people just absolutely went crazy. The bow tie was having a resurgence. Young people were starting to wear them again.
Sure.
And people would send them in. One woman went to an auction and bought an entire collection, and then she sold it to me. So I had plenty of bow ties dating from the 1940s all the way through about 2004. Wow. And I never wore the ones from the 70s, though. Those were a little bit too big. I do have one, though, that was a clip-on. I never wore clip-ons, but this one belonged to the late, great Stan Musial. Oh. And somebody picked it up at his estate sale.
Oh, my
I coveted that.
I should hope so. Isn't that nice? Hey, since you were on the air starting at 4 a.m., what time did you go to sleep, and what time did you have to get up?
Rabbit, I would go to bed about 6 o'clock at night, and I'd get up at 1:15 in the morning.
Oh, my, my. You don't miss that, do you?
No, I don't. I retired October 22nd, which was, 36 days ago, but who's counting?
Yeah,
I am.
Right. Of course.
And I've been sleeping in. In fact, today I slept till about 7 o'clock in the morning, which is just beautiful.
Yeah, I guess so. So what about today? What are you going to do?
Well, I spent Tuesday picking up sticks and raking leaves, and then on Wednesday, they all blew back.
Of course.
I'm going to go out today.
Grab them.
And get all the big stuff. You know?
I think Joe Vaccaro, I don't know if Joe's listening. He said he probably listened this morning from the Hampton Car Wash. He's the guy that first introduced me to you, John Pertzborn. Do you still keep in touch with Joe?
I talked to Joe last week. I told him my car is dirty ever since he closed that place. It's now a Wendy's, and my car needs cleaning.
Well, he'll do it, I'm sure. Now, then, the first time we really worked together was on Show Me St. Louis on Channel 5.
Yeah, that started, when was that? In the 90s, about 1995.
Yeah, that's about right.
You were a wealth of information. And then I left, and you stayed on.
I did, working with the other people who came on afterwards, doing Johnny Rabbit's Unusual St. Louis, taking people to places that they would not normally get to see. Some of them very strange.
You've been on the air since what, 1962?
1954.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, don't even think about that. But that's a long time ago, I know. But you've been on the air. Well, you were on 44 years and on some kind of television station?
Yeah, around the country. Started out in radio at a station in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little TV work in Wisconsin, then came to St. Louis in 1986. Never intended to stay, but I fell in love with the city and the people, and met my wife here, and we started our family, and we're still here.
Good. And Mary is working today in the kitchen while you're working outside?
She is getting that turkey ready,
All right.
She has help from our daughter-in-law, who's a wonderful chef. In fact, I just put one of her recipes on my Facebook page. She's making shepherd's pie with a twist, and it tastes just like Thanksgiving.
Well, my gosh, what's the twist? What makes it like Thanksgiving?
The twist is sweet potatoes, or some people would call them. Yeah.
I love sweet potato pie. You don't find that very often anymore.
Rabbit, you would love this recipe.
Well, we'll have to get together and make it sometime. And as a fellow member of our union, SAG-AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, I can say to you that you are going to be so happy each month when you get your pension check. It'll be.
I got to sign up for that.
You better sign up for it. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to do any traveling?
I plan to do a little bit of traveling. Just seeing more of the country. It's just this whole concept of having free time in retirement is new to me. I haven't had this since I was probably 14 years old.
Wow.
And so it's a new way of living. Somebody told me every day is Saturday, and I mentioned that to a priest, and he responded, except for Sunday.
That's right. Hey, now you've been collecting things for years. What is your current collection about?
I repair and work on with friends antique phonographs. In fact, I just finished one. It's a 1903 Edison Fireside, which was played cylinder records. In fact, I have a cylinder on here if you want to hear it.
I'd love to. Yeah, a cylinder. And I think we're going to get that today. This would be terrific. Go right ahead whenever you're ready. Got to get it queued up, I guess.
I'll put it right up to the speaker.
Here it comes now. From 1903, an Edison cylinder. It's starting.
It's Mary, sung by Irving Gillette, Edison Records. Santa Garson in love with a good old Miss Mary, and it's quite a long time that he has been Miss Mary, but sure the Garson has no gold and no land, and he feels if he told her she'd not understand. That his great wealth of love for her heart and her hand, Miss Mary, Miss Mary.
Wow, it's beautiful. Who is that guy? Who is the singer, John?
That's Arthur Collins.
I should have known.
There was a guy named Billy Murray who did comical songs, no relation to Bill Murray. These cylinders, we're trying to preserve them. There's a university out in Southern California that is basically digitizing all of these songs, and so they're going to keep them for future generations.
That's terrific.
It's important.
What a great collection. How many of these old phonographs do you have?
I would say probably about 40.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you keep them? Every room?
A room where my wife doesn't have to go.
Well, thank you. And what are your predictions? What are your predictions of the future of over-the-air radio and television?
Well, I think AM radio is seeing a resurgence right now. Young people are turning to it as somewhat of a nostalgic trend. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm hearing, and I hope that's true.
Oh, I do too.
There was an effort to maybe get rid of AM radio in automobiles, and I think that's a big mistake.
I think so.
You know, when severe weather hits, people often turn to that as a way to get the latest. So, yeah, I think as far as radio is concerned, that's what we will see. Television news, it's a little bit on the downswing. The young people are turning to the internet, which... Mm-hmm. Can be a problem if you're getting all your news from TikTok and in areas like that.
Yeah,
some of it can be propaganda. You got to be careful.
Now, of course,
I always tell people go out and read as much as you can and listen to as much as you can, and then make a decision for yourself. Don't listen to one source.
Good advice, and thank you, John Pertzwarren, for being a friend and a friend to so many television viewers who for decades counted on you and your level-headed and relaxed delivery. Sometimes you don't get that today. Appreciate
you
being here. Thank
you. Enjoy your turkey today, but no rabbit. Don't eat rabbit.
No rabbits today. Thank you, John Pertzwarren. I sure hope this Thanksgiving is going to be a good one for all our listeners. I am Johnny Rabbit, and today I am celebrating, as we talked about, my 71st Thanksgiving on the air, and I offer thanks to all the listeners who have tuned into our shows over the years. It seems at times some stations lose track of keeping in touch with their listeners, but that has never been, and I'll bet it's never going to be the case with KMOX. As our at-your-service style of radio allows listeners to be part of the station, well... We better do that right now. In just a couple of minutes, we'll have one of those listeners next. This is Johnny Rabbit, the Thanksgiving special on KMOX 1120 AM, and I assume we're on 104.1 FM. We are. Okay, in both places. I'm glad you're listening. Good morning.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
25 minutes before 9, and this is Johnny Rabbit here for our special Thanksgiving show. Former longtime KMOX newsman Brian Kelly will join us in a few minutes, but right now we have one of those loyal, longtime KMOX listeners we're talking about with his thoughts on Thanksgiving and of KMOX. Our caller, who is not right now in St. Louis, he's calling in from Chicago on Roscoe Street. He's a lifelong South St. Louis resident, now retired, but keeps very busy as a community activist, whatever that is. His name is Steve Doss. Well, Steve Doss, good morning from St. Louis.
Good morning, Rabbit. Is it cold there, too?
Well, it's not so bad. I don't find it too bad. Let me look at my watch. 31 degrees, it says, but it's going to be a little colder. What about Chicago?
Brutal.
What?
The wind is like 30 to 40 miles per hour.
All right. Is the snow coming in?
We don't have the snow here. No. You guys are going to get it.
Yeah, we're going to get a little, I think. One, 2 inches or thereabouts. Not too bad. But there's no snow predicted? No lake effect snow or anything?
That lake effect snow goes on the other side of Lake Michigan. Oftentimes, Chicago misses it.
I'll be darned. Well, what's your plan today?
The wind blows across.
Thanksgiving Day. Here you are. Now, you're there visiting, or you're with relatives, and you're going to do what for Thanksgiving Day?
Well, Thanksgiving Day, our kids own a tavern in Chicago.
What's it called? Chicago. What's the name of the place?
The Roscoe Village Pub, and it's on Addison, just a mile west of Wrigley. And they open it to their friends and family for a few hours, and then we will be back here with Thanksgiving dinner, which my wife Judith and I have cooked in preparation for everyone to join.
Oh, that's going to be good. I hope she made their special dressing.
She did make her special dressing. Two batches.
Well, back to St. Louis. In your consideration, what are some of the things here worth being thankful for? Some of the first things that come to mind about being thankful for in St. Louis?
Oh, I think KMOX has been a major part of my life, and I'm thankful. Because from 70 years ago, when my mom first turned the radio on to get us up for kindergarten, to go to Mallinckrodt, where we had Shirley Berg as our teacher.
Oh, yeah.
I still bum with Mike Lucan and Fred Reinicke, the crowd that's from kindergarten. It would wake us up, and I still have those memories. The morning march.
Yep.
Right away.
Yep.
And then Richard Evans Thought for the Day.
Well, that lasted for years. Even after he'd passed away, it kept playing.
I remember that. And then, I don't know if you remember this, but it was sponsored by the Bender Buick.
Oh, my gosh.
In St. Charles. And they would always have a song, Cross Over the Bridge.
Yep, Patty Page's
Big Hit.
Yep, that was their theme.
Cross Over the Bridge to the Ken Bender Bridge in St. Charles. And Rabbit, I never crossed over that bridge until my daughter was 13 years of age.
Oh, my gosh.
We always went west on Highway 40. So I chuckled when I drove across the Ken Bender Bridge.
I'll bet you did. A good memory about that. Now, what about St. Louis's future? How can, you know, St. Louis, everybody will agree, is pretty down in so many respects. How can it be revived? What things do you think can be done to help St. Louis grow again?
I think some of the things are happening. I think finally people realize you need a strong police department, and I think that will come through. Defense is the number one reason we have government, is provide for a common defense, and that certainly is important, and I see that coming in St. Louis with the changes going back to the state control. I think we have now a mayor that is a good business person. I think she's a good listener. I think she's certainly, I would say, more liberal than myself, but she understands you have got to provide an environment where people will come back to live. And those things mean things have to work. The trash has to be picked up. You have to feel safe. You have to have the water working, the sewers. And until that comes around, you're not going to have people come back. And finally, they have got to somehow, someday, get the public schools working.
Oh, boy.
And the public schools, I'm a product, you're a product. It was tremendous. And today, where I'm very involved in education, it's in education in private schools for kids with challenges.
Sure.
And until we bring that all together, finally, I think we have to have one corporate entity step up and put $1 billion into the city. It's just like in Indianapolis. They did it with a drug company, Eli Lilly, and totally redid it. Because there's got to be a master plan, and that master plan has to include merging with the county. There's no other way.
Do you think it'll happen?
Not in your lifetime or my lifetime. We're too old. Yeah. But I think there's been attempts before, and I think they will have to. I think the county has their problems, and I think combined we would be united, and I think then we'd have a much stronger situation. I was on one of those committees years ago when we tried to vote, get rid of the state offices, remember the license collector and things
sure,
like that.
Sure.
And then the public voted it down. It's going to take away our right to vote. Yeah, it took away another 100,000 people. I think our population is probably down to 275.
That's about right, I'm sure. That's really unbelievable from what it was. Well, back
just
to
think, Rab,
yes,
with the number of people who have left after the tornado.
Oh, yeah. That remains to be seen, but I know it's got to be a lot. What about KMOX? What are your favorite personalities or announcers over the years?
Oh, my favorite personality was Jim White. I was a regular on Jim White's show. I was Southside Steve. And I'd call in, and Jim White would even say, is Southside Steve out there listening? And we'd debate things. But I learned some of my greatest business philosophies from Jim White. Number one, his term, you can't fix stupid.
Yep.
I have used that so many times. Then his great philosophy on the decline of socialization. He found there were three problems. Number one, air conditioning. We didn't sit on our front porch anymore and talk to our neighbors.
That's true.
Suburbs got rid of alleys. Well, you and I were raised in the alley, Rabbit. You know, you play ball in the alley, and
sure,
you learned life. You didn't pick on the big kid in the alley, you know? You started to understand life. And then he also thought that the garage door opener. You open the garage door, you go in your house, you never see anybody. And it's funny how if you go back and think about those words, what are those, 20, 30 years ago, it's very true. The neighborhoods aren't the same because you're not out there. You're not playing in the backyard. You're not in the alley. You're not on the front porch, except for me.
Yeah, of course.
Porches, you know. But I think he was tremendous. And he, when I went to San Antonio one time, I went to the Menger Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, a blind pianist says, hey, where are you from? And I said, St. Louis. And he said, oh, my gosh, KMOX, the Mighty Mox, Jim White.
Then that's something.
The man who walks and talks at midnight, you know?
That's great.
His name's escaping me. But it was great. And, you know, I got Jim to go down to, he was going to San Antonio, and he walked in and made that man, gave him a thrill because he recognized his voice.
Yeah.
So I think Jim White was perhaps the greatest philosopher and DJ I listened to.
Thank you, Steve, for philosophizing with us this morning. And enjoy your turkey dinner and get back to St. Louis soon. You're coming back pretty soon?
We're coming back on Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll hope to see you then. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank
Steve
you
Dawes.
For including me.
Yeah, of course. You're a great Southside philosopher with a long connection on KMOX. The story of our next Thanksgiving guest has been written for all to see on pages 214, 15, and 16 in the book honoring the 75th anniversary of KMOX, The Mighty Mux, written by Sally and Rob Raines. And Rob will be on with us later on in the 10 o'clock hour. Our subject will be in the next few minutes, Brian Kelly. You'll remember that name from KMOX. We'll reminisce with him when we meet again right around the corner of these commercials.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's a KMOX Studio Orchestra. Years ago, then we would have had a KMOX Studio Orchestra. Oh, incidentally, I want to say hello to Margaret Novotny from Alton and Patrick and Teresa Novotny from Statesboro, Georgia. Same for the KMOX signal gets about everywhere, even into Brian Kelly's house. I imagine he's listening right now. Hey, Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Rabbit, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You were here how many years?
Well, I got at the very end of 1997, I arrived at KMOX, and I was there 5 years. I left for seven and then came back and spent the last 11 or 12 years of my career doing the weekend mornings.
Now, where did you go for those 7 years?
I went down the dial to KTRS.
Uh-huh. And before coming here, WDAF in Kansas City?
Yeah, I was there for 13 years. I did news and sports and traffic and whatever they needed me to do. You know how radio is.
Yeah, of course. Yep, you do what you have to do.
So, worked my way up from Marshall, Missouri through Carrollton, Sedalia, Chillicothe, Kansas City, and then finally made it back home to St. Louis.
I'll be darned. Amazing, amazing. How many years in total have you been in radio?
I figure 40 years.
Wow.
I actually started, Johnny, to be honest, I started when I was about 12.
Of
I still
course.
Have tapes of myself doing, I did a story for my own recorder of the Apollo 17 launch.
My. Gosh.
And I've got tapes of me doing basketball games, you know, kind of impersonating Bob Costas with the Spirits of St. Louis, doing hockey games off the television. But actually getting paid, I started in college at the radio station in Marshall, Missouri, doing sports reports a couple times a week for $20 a week.
A week?
Yep.
Wow.
And, yeah. And then I worked my way to the radio station and Carrollton, and then up and down U.S. 65 until I got over to Kansas City and then back to St. Louis.
Now, what about today? I always like to ask our listeners what's going on in their lives on this Thanksgiving Day. You have big plans, going anywhere, doing anything?
No, actually, we're going to take it easy today. We had my wife's daughters and her boyfriends over, or their boyfriends over, not hers, their boyfriends over. On Saturday, and so we had our family on Saturday, and so today we're just going to kind of hang out and take it easy.
Now, what about you and Sue going out on the weekend? You go to a lot of places. You have a lot of theatrical things, like at the Muni, well, of course not now, but the Fox and so on. Anything in the plans or any places you've gone that have had some good shows worth remembering?
Yeah, we go to the Fox and we go to the Muni, and both of those, you know, great shows. We've had, you know, just we enjoy the theater very much. And the Muni, you know, there's nothing like getting there early and hanging out beforehand. We'll usually go to maybe Shake Shack or somewhere like that and then sit out and kind of have a glass of wine before the show. And then, of course, the Fox is such a beautiful place to go and see some great theater. And then I also go to a lot of hockey games. I'm the public address announcer for St. Louis University women's basketball.
Oh, well, that keeps you busy.
That keeps me pretty busy, yeah.
My gosh.
And then I do a few men's games. When Guy Phillips takes the game off, I get to do those, which are really fun. I've also done, I do the baseball for St. Louis University. Field hockey, I took up last year. I've done that for 2 years. And I actually did some volleyball games this year. So I keep a little busy with St. Louis University.
Isn't that wonderful? That's great.
Yeah.
When you came here, who hired you to come to St. Louis, to KMOX?
Well, John Butler brought me to St. Louis. I was working in Kansas City at the time, and the station was being sold. They had a meeting where we were going to meet our new owners, and we met our newer owners. We actually were sold from one company to another to another, and they were, of course, combining stations like was the craze back in the 90s.
Right.
And they thought of me as a sports guy because I had been doing – I did the Royals pre- and post-game shows for 3 years and then did sports for the most part for the next several years. And one of the stations we were merging with was a heavy sports station. So I found out later that I was going to be let go. In January, I came to St. Louis on December 10th, 1997. That morning, we went to the KU Medical Center. My first wife, Cindy, was battling a brain tumor. And we were told that morning that it was gone and that we could go on and live our life. And that afternoon, I flew to St. Louis and interviewed at KMOX. And 2 weeks later, I was working at the Mighty Mox.
Oh, that was great. And great that you're still doing all these things for St. Louis University. That's terrific.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's fun to be around the young people, the sports. I love sports, obviously. And to be a part of it, just a small part of the whole thing, is really fun. And I miss it. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a home game, and I'm going to kind of a hankering to get back to the arena and have some fun.
Well, what about the, you know, kids or young people? Would anybody ever ask you about, hey, how do I get in radio? Is this a good business to get into? What's your advice if somebody asked you that?
Well, I tell them it's tough right now. With all the competition with, you know, all the radio stations, all the podcasting, the television, and the online media that pretty much dominates now, I tell them it's really difficult. But that if you love it and you have that passion for it, that it is definitely worth getting into, but it's not going to be an easy ride. You know, the days, kind of the glory days, I think, are behind us in radio, and it's important that we find a way to remain relevant. And I think the information, being a news person, I'm always, you know, very careful about information and separating it from entertainment. And I think that that's an important thing that that going forward radio can do to remain relevant.
Well, we will be here to watch for it, and I hope it all works out for the best. It should, because I think people are, you know, you never know. Like, who ever thought record albums would come back again? I mean, that's a hot item. So, thank you, Brian Kelly, so much for speaking with us, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, Johnny, thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all of the great listeners in KMOX.
Thanks a lot. This is Johnny Rabbit. This is our Thanksgiving Day special. A lot more on the way. We'll be here till 11 this morning, and I hope you can stick around for all of the show and all of the other things that are going on today, Thanksgiving Day in KMOX, and having a great day. And one good thing about today, there is no snow. That might be different pretty soon. This is Johnny Rabbit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.